This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and I'm Rick. Joining us by the telephone is our monthly guest, Caroline Phipps. She is the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, and we are delighted to have her on the telephone right now with us. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Yep, I'm doing well despite the polar winds that are blowing through upstate right now.
Yeah, yesterday morning it was -9 when I came into the studio.
Well, may I just say, on behalf of all of us and everybody who listens to you around the globe, you are the morning man of the century.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's quite
no exaggeration. I mean, that is cold, my man, and you must have to roll out of bed in the dark, in the freezing cold.
It's kind of like you don't feel it. You just don't feel it. It's like jumping into a really cold river when it's really hot out and it's 90 degrees and you go into a 45-degree river. Your body just goes into shock. And it's almost like I got to brace myself, open the front door, and I'm out. And that's it. You know, it's like it started. And by that point, I'm sitting in the car going, whoa, it's cold. But beyond
so
that,
by then your blood is actually flowing.
And so is the gas in the car. And even though it kind of moans to start, it does. And I'm grateful. And I get it.
Oh, yeah, there's that horrible moment, right? When even with, you know, the wonderful cars we have up here, like Subarus and stuff, you go to start it and the car is sort of like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't you want to go back to bed? And then it starts. Well, Caroline, today we have an important topic to talk about, not just the weather, which we could always discuss one way or another.
Yeah, truly. Well, I also just wanted to mention that your good news this morning with the Guitar Center and the musicians in the L.A. area, fantastic story, because you see stories of all sorts of other people helping people and different groups of people, but I do think that so often, you know, our wonderful musicians don't always get a mention. And as we know, the instruments, the tools of their trade are just vital and so precious to them.
Yeah. Well,
that this is a fantastic thing.
It is. You can't work without the tools you need to get the work done.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was a beautiful story. And
thank you.
Of course, our hearts go out to all of these folk in this situation and anybody who is dealing with some issue with the natural world that is devastating.
Mm-hmm. And American Red Cross is where to donate and give help. So now.
Absolutely.
Carry on, Caroline, with today's discussion.
Well, it brings me to the whole idea of our New Year's resolutions, because when I was sort of thinking about what we might like to discuss in January, I had a look back to see what the main resolutions were that people were pledging to on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And basically, the list tends to remain the same every year. I am going to resolve to eat more healthily. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to lose weight. And I'm going to save money.
And stop smoking. And I'm going to stop drinking.
Exactly. So dry January and everything else. And it's all great and it's all fine. And we usually find ourselves going into the middle of January with, well, I think I might start that tomorrow. I think I might join the gym next week. And, you know, the winter is a really hard time as well to...
Yeah.
To have some of these pledges, and then we also pledge to suddenly be saving money when we all know that the holidays and Christmas has cost us more money than normal.
Yeah. And just to dig out from the bills of the previous month is always kind of like shoveling out your driveway of snow. It's never ending.
Yeah, never ending. So I always feel like we have all these fantastic resolutions and somehow the universe is going to change because we humans have flipped a calendar page.
Mm. Hmm.
Well, the universe doesn't really at all actually pay any attention to us with our wonderful naming of a new year. We have a number for it, but 2024 and 2025 don't mean anything to the universe. It's mysterious. It beats to its own drum. And it's basically a blank canvas in the sense that it's very dispassionate about us.
Mm.
What it does do is reflect the choices that we make.
Yeah.
So when we make a choice in our life, something is going to be happening as a result of it. So, for example, if we choose to be unkind or not inclusive, somehow or another, that is going to show up later when somebody is unkind to us and doesn't include us. It's like, you know, it's karmic.
Mm-hmm.
It's what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
And I feel a bit like, you know, people get into the new year and there's all sorts of expressions of let the coming year bring you endless opportunities and prosperity and this is going to be my year and so on.
Yeah.
And this is just putting our responsibility for our lives out there into, well, this is the new year and it's all going to organize itself around my hopes and dreams.
Just like so, people with their resolutions, and they start out strong, day, 2 days, 3 days, by 2 weeks it's over.
Yes. It's over. And then you're in a situation in January where you're probably feeling the winter blues a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the whole sort of idea of this brand new, fantastic you is not quite what you had hoped it would be. And I feel we set ourselves up for this all the time. And just maybe this year, it's a good time to have a look at those resolutions and maybe shift the focus a bit.
My resolution this year was to never have a New Year's resolution again.
So you were way out in front of the rest of us.
Absolutely. I mean, why bother? Because in 2 weeks, I'm going to just be like, nah, that was a waste of time. So I don't set myself up for the failure of disappointing myself, and I just don't make one.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise, although I do have an alternative that you're just going to love.
Okay.
So President Jimmy Carter died on the 29th of December.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a massive outpouring of love and admiration for this man who, you know, even in his 90s, he was climbing ladders and
hammering
Habitat for Humanity houses together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was an extraordinary man and a humanitarian and a wonderful teacher, with this big and amazing heart of his and was always a peacemaker, always of service. And he always felt that spirit in this world was a very powerful thing. At one point, he actually said, spirit is like the wind, in that we can't see it, but can see its effects, which are profound. And he had this amazing spirit. And what happens, I think, is that the material world that we live in and our physical bodies and presence in this world is so strong that try, for example, if you get hungry or angry or lonely or tired, God forbid, any of these things, and you really want to be compassionate and kind, you're really going to be challenged to do that because our physical presence on the earth has a great deal to say. It's always, wait a minute now, you need to have dinner, you need to have this, you need to have that. And it's a very strong force, and it can really take us away from the other side of the wonderful human spirit, where we can be kind and compassionate and connected. And it's this constant dilemma that we're in as human beings. We arrive in this world, we are spirits, and we are in physical form. So to balance these things is really tough. And I feel that President Carter was one of those people who was very aware of that. And he was careful all the time to bear these things in mind. He wasn't born into wealth and riches. In fact, the house where he was born in Georgia didn't even have it didn't even have electricity. So it's not that he was in a born into a position where it was, you know, easier to have your physical needs met. You know, it wasn't a simple situation. So I suggest that what we do for this year is to do our best on a daily basis to think about nurturing the other side of ourselves, as well as our physical being and our safety and our security, but also to nurture our spirit. And one way to do that is to shift the resolutions from the whole idea of I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that to maybe a different list. And I have written a different list of resolutions for us all. And this includes all of us because it's always challenging when you feel physically challenged.
Yeah. So what do you have in mind?
So I thought what we could do is, and here's my pledge, okay? So to pledge every day. So the first one is, how can I be of help today? Who can I help? What can I help? How can I be of help today? Even if it's in what seems to be a minor way, it's really going to matter to somebody else.
Yeah.
The second one is, what do I have that I can share? So we may not have that much, but we may have something. So whatever it is, be open to sharing it with somebody else. And instead of asking, why did this happen to me, which, you know, is a question that comes into our mind quite a lot at the moment as well, ask instead, what can I learn from this? Because whatever happens to us in this life, it's always an opportunity to review ourselves, take a look at how we behave, have a think about our beliefs, and try to do something better. So take that power back. Not what, why is this happening to me? Poor me over here. It's what can I learn from this so that I can be better next time?
Mm. Well, that's an important thing to understand and to practice.
It really is, yeah. Because otherwise we just give our power away,
yeah,
to externals, when in truth we are actually empowered with choice every single minute of every day how to approach something and how to behave. Mm. We have free will and choice.
That is true. And to harness that power is the challenge inside everyone.
Absolutely. And I think that is way more doable than it is to suddenly go and drop 15 pounds and have a whole lot of money in the bank.
Yeah, I love
that. And I do think that this will help everybody and all of us to create a better world.
I agree. And that's great information and great words to think about as well. And it's what you contribute that will make the end a better place.
Exactly. And this is another thing, too. I tend to think that with the original resolutions, the days go by and then all of a sudden the whole month has gone and we've, yeah, not really got anywhere with any of it and we're sort of in the deficit. The beautiful thing about choosing to be kind, practicing patience, and taking responsibility is that you can literally start every single day like that. Each day is a blank slate. Mm. It's fantastic.
We love that. Clean canvas. Paint it any way you like. Yeah.
It's a fantastic thing. So make your creation. Create your life.
Yeah.
Co-create your life.
Yep. Paint with any colors you like on that canvas.
Exactly. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And all of that will help all of us because we're in a period of great challenges in so many different ways. But when we come together and reach out to one another and be of service and be kind, as we're seeing in California,
yeah,
the people who have gone to help, I mean, it's so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're affected by something like that, even though you're miles and miles away, you feel the pain of those people and the suffering of losing everything. And what goes into that? Every picture, every record, everything gone. It's kind of amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing. And how many people went to help and how many people are still working so hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends in LA who say it's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
How much help and, wow, kindness and care and consideration there is.
Yep. And, well, that's something to think about, too, with your resolutions and your kindness meter. Peek it out. Yeah. Put it over the top.
Exactly. Put it over the top is right.
Yeah.
So this is my pledge for 2025.
Yeah. I like it. And Caroline,
blank canvas, take the power back. Yep, absolutely.
Totally in. Caroline, how can folks get in touch with you or send you comments, yep, or questions? And
send me an email,
yeah,
caroline@carolinephipps.com. I give a free elegant coaching session every month for one of the emails that I receive. We get lots of communication over our spot rig, which,
oh, cool,
is just fabulous.
Love to hear that.
And love to hear from people. So keep it coming. I know people are feeling, you know, a little challenged and in need of something. So I'm here for that.
Well, I'm glad you are. And we appreciate that. Caroline at carolinephipps.com. Check out the website as well, carolinephipps.com. You'll find a plethora of archived chats that we've had over the years. And there's hundreds now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Wow. All
it right. really is. Yeah. Yeah, right. It's so great. We have a really lovely archive, which is just thrilling.
I love that. And a lot of them have frequent listens, which blows my mind, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's a wonderful thing, and we appreciate everybody who listens in.
All right. Well, Caroline, we'll catch up with you next month. Enjoy yourselves. Your topics are always on the money, and we feel them at the moment you bring them up. So we look forward to next month and what's in store for all of us. And have yourself a really great month.
Thank you so much, Rick, and thanks for having me. And keep safe and warm.
All right. Yeah, thank you. You too. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Caroline Phipps, our guest, and we'll be right back with more musical diversity.
The Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York is known for beautiful nature, roots music, and community.